Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Chris Spielman is with us. Always great to talk with him, with Adam the Bull and Dustin Fox. Chris, how you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm well, man. How are you?
We're doing great. We're doing great, Chris. Yeah, good time. We're hoping the Browns finally did a good job and hired a good coach. We're hoping, Chris, they keep screwing it up every time, and they keep firing guys in 2 seconds. We'll hope that this is, finally the proper leap home. I don't know. What do you think so far? I know you know Kevin Stefanski. Your brother certainly knows him. What's your early impression so far on the hire?
I think it's a good hire, but whether he's good or not, only time will tell.
Yeah.
Because Kevin doesn't have a track record for being a head coach, which that's not a problem. I think all indications point that he's good. I think if you look at the strengths of Kevin, he's extremely organized, really, really smart guy, not a dynamic personality as far as in front of the camera, but can command a room. And I think from Kevin's standpoint, I think the biggest challenge that he has, and that frankly any coach would have, is, you have to be able to make sure that the team is first in everything that they do. And the individual agendas, whatever they may be, are far down the list.
Chris, as we covered this team, and for many years now, we've seen the lack of success, the firings of many coaches, and we see this team. The one thing that I think is a trend is they haven't had a great leader of men. And that's what's kind of concerning here for me with Stefanski. He's 37 years old. Not to say he can't do it. He's never had an opportunity to do it, so maybe
right.
He will be good at that. But don't you think that's got to be one of the most important things? This Browns team last year kind of derailed, frankly, because they didn't have a great leader. And I don't know they have a lot of great leaders in that locker room.
So here's Vic Fangio, who's coach of the Chicago, or defense coordinator of the Bears, coach of the Broncos now, you guys know. And Vic had a meeting with him last year when I was doing a Bears game. Mm-hmm. He and I are talking before the real meeting starts. And he said, let me tell you something. When Khalil Mack came into this building, the whole building got better. And I go, oh, really, why is that? He said, because after a week, everybody realized that Khalil Mack was all about the Chicago Bears and not Khalil Mack. And when your best player is your best leader and your best practice player and constantly promotes team over self, it makes my job easy. And so if we can get the Browns' best players to promote the team over themselves and everybody put the team first and not worry about punching down or not worry about if I take a penalty, I'll take another one because nobody's going to tell me what to do or watches or anything like that. And if everybody puts the team first and the best players, which are a really talented group of guys, put the team first, then the Browns can be successful because the roster is pretty darn good. And with Kevin, I think that's his biggest challenge and his message that he needs to sell and get through to these guys. And if they're not buying in, they need to buy out. And one thing you'll see, I do believe that Kevin is a believer in running the football. And why would you be a believer in running the football? If you got the second leading rusher in the NFL, yeah, you should have led the league in the NFL. And also, by the way, Kareem Hunt. So I think that's how that team's going to be built, and I think they can be successful. I do think Baker's got Baker's going to be really good in this league, man. I'm a big believer in that kid as far as quarterback skills go. And if he can take coaching and understand that nobody's trying to hurt him, stop thinking that people are trying to hurt you. Start thinking that everybody wants to help you and they have your best interest and your growth and your maturity and your career. It's in the best interest of everybody that he plays at the highest level.
We're talking with the great Chris Spielman. Chris, it's a great point. Very well said. You know, you look at some of the best players on this team, especially last year, Myles Garrett, Baker Mayfield, and Odell Beckham Jr., and I think the questions you just brought up about team versus individual are all there. I think with Nick Chubb, we know it's all about the team and not the individual. But the other stars of the team, I think it's fair to question it. You know?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we only have experience to go on, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
That's what we know. And I don't know any of those guys personally, but I do know that when I look at successful organizations and I look at the 49ers and the Chiefs, I never hear about anybody getting in a fight with anybody. I hear everything about the team. I hear Richard Sherman talk about the team and the belief. I've sat in meetings with all these guys. I hear what Jimmy Garoppolo says, what Bosa says, what DeForest Buckner, all these guys, Joe Staley for the 49ers. Everything is about winning. It's only about winning, and everything else is secondary. So I do think that all those pieces are there, and it's the head coach's job to make all those pieces work together. And if guys aren't buying in, then you need to get them out. I mean, you can't, yeah. or you'll just keep repeating history over and over, and it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. It never has. It never will. If you have a team of individuals or if you have a team of one, I want a team of one. I don't want a team of individuals.
Chris, could not agree more with you. We're joined by Chris Spielman. Chris, I want to go back to something you just said about Baker Mayfield, because you think that he can get back on track. And, man,
absolutely.
I really want to believe it. I really want to believe it, too. But what I saw this season, it was disheartening. You know, I saw a guy lack confidence. I saw a guy that didn't, to me, appear to put in the time. I think he kind of let himself go a little bit in terms of his body and taking care of his body. What makes you think that he'll get back on track? Because I want to believe. I love this kid coming out.
I have nothing to tell me that he's going to get back on track. I'm just telling you I think he can, and here's how. One of the things that maybe I'm misquoting him or I didn't understand it was I thought he said something, I don't need anybody to tell me what I need to do to get better. I know what I need to do to get better. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think there's people out there that he has to understand. I've always judged coaches, hey, if a guy can make me a better player and can extend my career, what do you have? And I think when you get a little bit older and you're around the league a little bit, you understand that people have a lot of good information for you to use, and they want to help you because it's to the benefit of everybody. But I think Baker is smart enough to realize that what he did last year wasn't good enough. Everybody knows that, including Baker. I think he's a fierce competitor. The one thing I would tell him is that, Baker, you got all the talent in the world, and you know, you got leadership ability, you got all these things. You know, nobody, you don't need to punch down at everybody, and you don't need to pick a fight with anybody. Guess what? You're not a walk-on anymore. You're not an underdog anymore.
Exactly, exactly.
That's not who you are. You're the number one overall pick in the NFL draft, and you can bring Cleveland, Ohio, and the Cleveland Browns, who are starving, and the Cleveland fans are starving for a winner. That can be you. Instead of thinking that you can do it yourself, let us come together and let everybody work and let you lead. You know, but I need you to be the example. I need you to be the Tom Brady and the, and I'm not saying don't play with emotion or anything like that, but I need you to stop being emotional all the time and just be surgical, man. Just be all about business and celebrate with your teammates and all that good stuff. But you know, you don't need to get in a fight with Tony. Who cares what Tony says? Tony doesn't care what you say. So why would you care what Tony says or whatever the case may be? It doesn't matter. What matters is playing to you the best of your ability for your team so you can take your team where everybody wins and not just one guy wins.
You know, to your point, Chris, with Chris Spielman making some great points on maturity level and stuff like that, you know, to your point, I heard Tom Brady recently say, at 42 or whatever the hell old he is, say, I still got a lot to prove in the NFL. And yet, when I hear Baker talk, to your point of saying, well, I know what I need to fix, nobody needs to tell me. He talks as like he's figured it all out in the NFL already, which clearly he hasn't. Obviously, it's not easy to figure out the NFL. I don't know if anybody does. You know, if Tom Brady's still saying he's got something to prove 20 years in, I think, you know, and if Baker doesn't figure that out, is he doomed to fail?
Well, I think it's going to catch him, yeah. But look, guy with that mentality, first of all, I think I want that type of competitor and that fierce competitive spirit as the quarterback. You know, you love that. But the only thing, and I don't know if I got that quote right. Was that quote accurate or somewhat accurate? Or
I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but if it wasn't word for word, I mean, he has basically said things like that more than once. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure because I just want to say, Baker, and please, there's so much guys. There's so many guys out there that have been around this, and I was a little bit the same way my first and second year in the league. And finally, a veteran told me, "Hey, you don't know anything, dude. If you just shut up and listen." Now, I'm not telling Baker. So I'm just saying, if you just listen, gather the information, not make an emotional decision, but gather information and make an educated decision how we're going to proceed forward, and understand that everything that all these people and what the coaches are telling you, they're telling you this not based off some theory. They're telling you this based off of past experiences, which worked for other people. And this is going to make you better. And when a quarterback is good, the team is good. When a quarterback is bad, the team is bad. We know that to be true. That's the one thing that will not change in the NFL, never has, and never will.
Chris, appreciate the time. Last thing from me. You gave a quote to Cleveland.com. Obviously, your brother, Rick, is the GM of the Vikings, and you said, quote, "I think it would behoove the Browns to do everything in their power to hire George Payton." I did that.
First of all, I don't know where the word behoove came. It just came out of my mouth, so I hope I used it properly. So.
No, I think it
does. That's completely right.
That's that Canton, Ohio thing coming out.
There you go, baby. There you go, Chris.
This is why, because I'm looking at history and what works. So when we have coaches and general managers that are on the same page and that believe in, and everybody's got the same goals moving forward, and everybody understands, okay, we can argue in the back room, but we come out in the front room, we're all singing the same song. And I think with George, George's very good talent evaluator. George is very bright. George is a bridge builder. And George and Kevin know each other. And from my philosophy and from what I've witnessed what works is the head coach tells the GM, this is what I want. This is the type of player I want. This is the mentality that I want. This is the physical necessities that I need for this player for our team to do our job. Then the coach has to trust the GM to go out and find that talent and make the pieces fit. And the coach has to trust the GM to put a scouting department together so that everybody understands what the Cleveland Browns are looking for and how they are going to build. And so I just think, for me, it makes perfect sense to hire a guy that's been there and has worked with Kevin and that they know each other. And they know what each other wants, and they know what each other needs. And so it's a perfect team hire. The team hire worked with Shanahan and Lynch, for example, to name a few. But every successful organization that I've been around, the GM and the head coach understand their roles, and they're on the same page, and they have great respect for each other, and they make it work.
Chris, great insight, man. We really appreciate the time. Thanks for checking in with us.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Great Chris Spielman.
Thanks, Chris.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for all well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.